Hi, this is Greg Harder here with the Pagan Newswire Collective Bay Area Bureau, and we're at the Bioneers Conference at the Marin Civic Center, and I'm speaking with Starhawk. And Starhawk, why are you here?
I'm here at the Bioneers because it's a tremendously inspiring place where people are talking about the solutions that exist to our big environmental and social problems. I've been coming to the Bioneers for years, and I always come away filled with a lot of hope and inspiration.
You're doing a book signing later this afternoon at 4:30, and you have a new book, and I think you just got it in, so would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, my new book is The Empowerment Manual, A Guide for Collaborative Groups, and it is a book I think that will be really helpful to a lot of people with circles and covens. It's about group process and group dynamics for groups that are organized horizontally, where people are trying to work together. And I found, you know, whether it's spiritual groups, political groups, social groups, often those groups are wonderful places to be, but they can also be really frustrating and challenging places to be. So the book's kind of got my combined wisdom of 40 years of working in such things. And I'm hoping that a lot of people in our community will find it useful and helpful.
You're holding down a booth here at the Bioneers Conference. What's the organization?
Our booth is Earth Activist Training, and that is a group that I helped to start where we teach permaculture. Permaculture is ecological design. I think of it as the practical application of the idea that the earth is sacred. And we teach it with a grounding in spirit and also a focus on organizing and activism.
You've done a lot of work with permaculture around the world. I think you traveled to the Middle East and did workshops there and other places. Could you speak a little more about this?
Yes, permaculture really is a global movement, and there are wonderful things happening. I just actually got back from the International Permaculture Convergence in Jordan, which was tremendously inspiring. I met people there who are working on huge projects all over the world, reforesting the desert, growing food in dry lands, really helping communities by helping people restore their land, their environment, their ecological systems that surround them.
Right now, also, what's going on around the country are the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations, and I was wondering what your ideas for those are.
Well, I spent a week in Washington, D.C. with the Occupy D.C. and the Stop the Machine actions, and I've been involved now that I'm home with the Occupy SF. For me, it's a tremendously exciting political moment and a very challenging one, because you have people who really are saying, hey, we don't buy the vision of the world that's being put forth by our politicians, by the right-wing media, a world that sanctifies greed and corruption and says people don't count. We want a world that says you count, you matter, you have value. To me, that's also a deeply pagan value. That's the essence of what we say when we say thou art goddess, that each human being is sacred and has a sacred value. So in these occupations, people are gathering together and just saying, you know what, we're just going to go sit here in the street, right, and demand change until something changes. And it's very inspiring, very hopeful to see people coming out doing that, taking action, not just sitting back and grumbling or even signing internet petitions, but saying, you know what, it's time to get out in the streets and make visible our discontent with this world and demand a world that really cares for people and where the systems we set up, whether they're economic, political, social, are designed to help people care for each other. That's what life is supposed to be about.
Well, finally, you're gearing up for your major annual ritual, which is the spiral dance. How many years has it been now?
We're about to do our spiral dance ritual, which was first done in 1979. So I guess that makes it 32 years that we've been doing a big Halloween ritual, which for me is always a great, huge burst of collective magical energy. And it's a pretty amazing experience to see 1,000 people or more dancing the spiral together, raising a cone of power together, focusing our energy on the vision of the world that we want to create and we want to bring into being. And it's also, for me, it's tremendously amount of fun. So I look forward to it all year long, and I'm very excited about it this year.
This is a very large ritual. You have over 1,000 people participating usually, and it's located in San Francisco, right at the head of Golden Gate Park. What's the auditorium?
It's at Kezar Pavilion near Golden Gate Park. People can get all the information at www.reclaimingspiraldance.org. And yes, it's a tremendously huge ritual. We probably have 200 people just volunteering and taking part in the ritual to help create it and manage all of that energy. And we have amazing altars that people set up and beautiful dances and a chorus and musicians. And, you know, it's really sort of full-out ritual spectacle. So I hope, you know, people are encouraged, invited to come. It helps support Reclaiming's activities throughout the year, but people can also go to if you go to the website reclaimingspiraldance.org, you can find out how to volunteer. If people don't have money, they can volunteer a little time to help and come for free. And it's just a wonderful burst of pagan energy for starting the new year. It's on October 29th, on Saturday night.
Well, thank you very much, Starhawk. This is Greg Harder for Pagan Newswire Collective, Bay Area Bureau, signing off here at the Bioneers Conference in Marin Civic Center.